Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yeah, Vicky, you got somebody working over there that's not very nice.
Uh-oh, I'm sorry to hear that, sir. How can I assist you?
She told me three times what my name was and four times my zip code, and I gave her all the information. She was very rude about it, and I said, ma'am, how many more times do I have to give you that? And she hung up.
Whoa.
So let's get started here. Thank you. You look like sound like a very nice person.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't handle anyone like that, though. I do apologize for that, sir. Let me have your zip code, please.
Yes, it's 43054.
Thank you, sir. And your first and last name?
It's Alcizio Carifa. First name is A-L-C-I-S, as in Sam, I-O.
Okay, I see your account right here. I don't understand what the problem was. Now I need you to verify your shipping address for security purposes on your account,
yes.
Mr. Carifa, please.
Yes, ma'am. 8154 Central College Road, New Albany, Ohio.
Okay. All right. And again, I apologize for that rudeness of
my
coworker.
That's okay. You don't have to apologize. You're a very nice person. She's the one that should be apologizing.
True. Very true.
But thank you for your kindness.
Yes, sir. Mr. Carifa, it looks like you were enrolled in a sweepstakes to win a free Makita drill set. And they charged you $59.89 for the mobile food app that they bundle with the sweepstakes. It's called Bites Hub. Although they offer this app for $20 a month, they did charge you $59.89 initially. And Bites Hub is just an app.
I never got anything, ma'am.
No, it's just an app. It's nothing that you receive physically, sir. It's an app, just like anything, just like any other app. It just gives you tips on how to cut sugars and carb cravings, things like that. But you have to be enrolled in that Bites Hub app in order to participate in the sweepstakes to win that Makita drill set. How would you like for me to assist you today, sir?
Would you please give us back the credit on it?
Certainly.
Greatly appreciate it.
I certainly will. Just one moment, please. And
yes,
I'm getting
ma'am.
Canceled out so they won't rebill you in the moving forward.
Very good. Very good.
Okay, I just
Thank
refunded,
you,
certainly, Mr. Carifa, I refunded the $59.89, sir, back to your Visa card that ends 0066. I also sent you a refund confirmation email, sir, to alcarifa@gmail.com. You should have that money back on your account, in your account.
Let
rather,
me
with
just
it.
Say this, ma'am. I'm sorry to interrupt you for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
We had to have a new cards made up because there was something going on with the Visa.
Mm-hmm.
And that card does no longer exist. Let me give you the card number now that we need to go on.
That's fine, Mr. Carifa. The bank, once the $59.89 hits your account, will automatically transfer that money to whatever new card they've assigned you. As long as the account number is the same, yes, as long as you have the same account number, same routing number, the 16 digits on the front of that card don't matter because it's all one account. So you can change your card, but the account is still the same and the routing number is still the same.
Really?
It'll automatically forward to the new card they assigned you, sir.
Well, that's very nice that you told me that because I would have never known that.
Mm-hmm. So
very
you
good then. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And you have a great day, ma'am.
Okay, sir, I'd like to give you your cancellation number before you disconnect, please, just so you'll have it for quick reference.
Sure. I'll write it down. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, your cancellation number is going to be C as in cancel, 920-744-885.
885.
Yes, sir.
Great. So C9-207-448-85.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your kindness.
You're
nice
more than
time.
Welcome,
you
sir. You have a great day, Mr. Carifa. Bye-bye.
You
Thanks
too.
For calling customer
Thanks.
Support. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.